Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Frank O'Clarty is with me here on the show today because Frank is a member of the campaign to establish Gael Kailash the Mayo. Frank, just tell us why you're basically looking to set up an Irish secondary school in County Mayo.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrea. Thanks for having us on. We're a group that came together 6 years ago, a parent-led group of children who attend Gael Scoileanna in Mayo, Castlebar, Westport, Claremorris and Ballina, and we are campaigning to have a secondary school established in Castlebar to fulfil unmet demand for secondary education. Yeah. Follow
so
on.
You've four all-Irish primary schools in different parts, and at this point, Frank, have the students completed, you know, the whole primary school cycle? Are they ready for post-primary level?
Oh, absolutely. Any parent who enrolled their child in Gael School, 8 years later, their children come out with a great degree of fluency, a really, really a high level of fluency and a great knowledge of culture. There's a very good package being delivered there by the Gael School. They are absolutely ready. It's a lot of these children would start in the Nínra, which is the preschool within the campuses of the Gael Scoileanna, and they would continue then to do 8 years in immersive education through Irish, and of course they would be ready to attend Gael Scoileachtaí if there was an option to do that.
Why is there no secondary school then?
Well, I suppose it's a failure. It's a failure, a continuing failure to meet demand that has been there. Gael Scoileachtaí, particular case in point, is in Castlebar for 43 years now. It's a long, long time to have children who, you know, have a high degree of fluency coming out of after 8 years of education in national school. I would suggest there's an awful lot of waste there because a lot of these children, you know, after a number of years in the secondary school system that's being delivered through English, there's a lot of those children not developing or maintaining their fluency and their language, which is a continuing problem. But why isn't it there? Well, there are many reasons. We are at a stage where 6 years ago we came together as a group. We weren't the first people to come up with this idea for this area. It was an idea that was certainly being circulated and supported by many, many people before our time. But we came together as a group 6 years ago. We wrote our application, formal application to the Department of Education 3 years ago. We received some letters from them last year, in July of last year, from the department, which were, I suppose, negative towards our idea and negatively disposed to establishing what we're looking for here in Castlebar. But we aren't accepting that. We are at a stage where this can be delivered politically. There is no other, I suppose, way to do it. There isn't an act or an education act which you know provides for a pathway for this. It's a political question at this stage, Andrea, we're hopeful that, you know, the politicians of our area will be in a position to do this, to deliver this for us.
We might maybe come to the political side of that maybe in a moment. But you've three children that went through the Gael Kailash in Mayo, is that right, Frank?
That's right. My children attend the Gael Scoileachtaí. They had a fantastic experience there. When they came through the system, they all would have had a high degree of fluency, and then they unfortunately had to. Now, I do want to say that the secondary schools that are available here in Castlebar, which are delivered through the medium of English, the English language, they're exceptional.
Oh yeah, it's not a slight to them. No, accept that. But no. I'm curious. Your three kids, when they finished the primary school or the Gael School, when they went to secondary school level, then did they lose the Irish?
Well, in my particular case, Andrea, I'm fortunate enough to have a good degree of fluency, and there's quite a bit of Irish in their upbringing at home. Mm. And then on top of that, they would have gone to Kailash Ishka in the Belmullet area, and also to Kailash Camish in Connemara. So that would have helped maintain their Irish and develop it. But we were very fortunate to be in a position to be able to do that for our children.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have to be the case that, those additional measures that are needed to maintain fluency and develop it are only available when you send your children away from the area.
Yeah, but I imagine, and Emer is with us as well, Frank. Emer's on the line because, Emer, you're also a parent and you too are part of this campaign in County Mayo. But I imagine that there will be some children who will, you know, have been fortunate enough to go through the 8 years of primary school at Irish level, and then you go to secondary and you're in an all-English speaking school, with the exception of obviously your daily Irish class. But some must deteriorate.
Yes, Andrea, good afternoon. Thanks for having us on. It does deteriorate. They are in a very, very strong position in relation to Irish when they enter secondary school, a normal, regular secondary school. So, of course, they're fluent first year, second year. But after that, there seems to be, why not? Why wouldn't there be? There's no immersion in the language. So, of course, they stop using it as a part of everyday life. And what immersive Irish education is that it is a normal part of everyday life. It's not just the subjects that you're taught through Irish, and all of the subjects are taught. It's the every action, every part of your daily school life, sport, music, all of the extra parts of education takes place on a campus where Irish is the spoken language. So you can imagine that what the Gaelcolosh, the campaign in Mayo, is looking for is exactly for that to continue. Why is it switched off age 12 after sixth class? And it's really, as Frank was saying, it's a reckless waste of resources when we have excellent teachers in this county, wonderful Gaelscoileannas and Meanry, huge interest in the language, a huge interest and groundswell from parents who understand the value of the language. And I think that's a key moment in when people realise that it's not just about wanting this extra luxury for your child. It's part of our culture, part of our upbringing for so many people. So it is just very shameful that this is not available in so many parts of the country.
Yeah, it also doesn't look like it's going to change, though, does it? Because hasn't the education minister has kind of relatively recently stated that there's no plans to establish new Irish language secondary schools pre-2032. Isn't that the case?
Well, for instance, I mean, our application to the Department of Education was really well researched and very well surveyed. But a lot of it was quoting government policy, which supports Irish language education. It is the government and successive governments that they are not delivering on that. So we've had our campaign since 2020. We had to, you know, work through the pandemic with the campaign. We didn't have access to teachers, to children, to parents during a lot of that. That slowed us down somewhat. But what is really slowing us down is that there is no communication of any worth from the Department of Education. And we are now on our third Minister for Education since our campaign started.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at byersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Claire Sponick is the services manager with Gaelogicus as well, Emer. Claire's with us here on the programme too today. This isn't a County Mayo issue, Claire.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, Frank and Emer are going through the same experience that parents all over the country have gone through any time a new Gaelcolosh or a primary Gael school was being established. It's a constant battle against the processes that the state have in place to get new schools up and running. There are currently community-based campaigns, not just in Castlebar, but in Swords and Malahide, in the Dublin 2468 area, in Killarney and in Cavan. And those are just the ones where the parents have persisted with the campaign despite not being given any opportunities by the Department of Education to actually get something up off the ground.
But it has to be a funding issue. Should that just has to be the sole reason for this, is it?
I think it's a lack of ambition and a lack of follow through on those state policies that Frank and Eimear mentioned and that they covered so comprehensively in their application to the department. It was only last year that the Department of Education published their new policy on Irish medium education outside of the Gaeltacht, which has the stated aim of increasing the opportunities that people have to attend Irish medium education. But nothing has been done since to progress these campaigns, to look at realistic ways to provide for these communities. And they haven't opened a post-primary school since 2015.
But there's post-primary Gael Kalash there's Irish-speaking secondary schools in Dublin, isn't there? Is it only in Dublin?
No, there is some regional provision, but there are 13 counties around the country where there are absolutely none. And if you look at the number in primary education, there's 44,000 to 45,000 kids in primary education through Irish at the moment, 256 primary schools in the 26 counties that are doing everything through Irish and doing everything they can to give those kids a good grounding in the language. And then when you look at the figures for secondary, there's only just over 1,500 go on to secondary school, just 74 schools available to them, and half of those are in Gaeltacht areas where it's a given that the provision would be in Irish.
And are they public or private?
Really patchy.
The schools.
They're all public schools.
They're all public
schools, and they're all co-educational and available to everybody. And they provide really well for children with special educational needs as well, which I think is something that's overlooked in the conversations around this. They're very inclusive, but they need the state's support to be able to allow kids to continue.
You'd have to wonder, Claire, and I'm not, you know, don't intend to pour cold water, you know, over the plans in Mayo by Frank or Eimear, but is there much point in opening a plethora of Gael Scoileanna across the country if there's no secondary school then to go to? If you've no
there's
Irish
still
secondary
the demand,
school.
You know, there's still the demand there, and it's never a waste for a child to have any part of their education through Irish, because what they gain from it far outweighs what they might lose then from the lack of continuity. So even if it's only an Eimear that's available to a parent, we'd still encourage parents to take that step with their child. But what they gain then from continuity when they go through the system from Eimear to primary to post-primary is a lifelong relationship then with the language.
Fair enough. I've Liz with us on the line as well, Claire. Liz Nisir is from Gaelscoil Knocknarea in County Sligo, because you have a kind of a similar issue here, don't you, with secondary level Irish speaking schools there, Liz?
Yeah, we do, and we're one of the longer Gaelscoileanna. We're here now 30 years, so we're well established in the county, and we would feed from long distance areas all around the county, as you can imagine. So not just kind of in the immediate radius of the school. We would have 5 buses coming into it. There's a thriving Irish primary level commitment by a number of families, by a number of teachers. There's very much kind of a sense of belonging and home, and that conversation around immersion in the not just in the Irish language, but in the Irish culture, in living the language on a daily basis, is very much part and parcel of what we do here. And you know, we have had the same struggle here in relation to that pause when they reach age 12. And they're just not being the choice there. And we would be one of a number of girls, no more than what Frank talks about in Eimear Mayo, where, you know, within the geographical radius, if you cover Leitrim, if you cover the areas of South Donegal or whatever, there should be and would be sufficient interest and commitment to bring that together in a central location. And yet,
demand,
you know, we
struggle.
They what they provided us in County Sligo with, and I'm sure Deborah will talk to you more about it, is inanes. But even the struggles around that, it's on an all-girls campus. It doesn't fit the dream. And the dream is that children will continue their co-educational.
It comes back to that ambition Claire was talking about. Just maybe finally, Frank, on a brief final point here for the moment today. What happens to your campaign now?
Well, there's a couple of things that's actually happening with our campaign. We're in constant contact with the Aaron Gaelic, the Derek Leary here in Mayo, local junior minister Alan Dillon as well in Castlebar, and we are, you know, hopeful by the Commons countering Minister Nyocton's recent statement saying that there wouldn't be any new developments in this area before 2032. Minister Cleary did express his dissatisfaction with that statement by Minister Nyocton. So we are emboldened by that, and we're hopeful that there will be positive outcomes for us before too long. There is something else, Andrea, that's in
just
the
very briefly, Frank, because we're just tight in time here.
Yes,
so
it's a parent-led organisation called IMAST, Irish Medium Education at Schools, that have come together. It's a national body, and they are advocating for an email campaign called Legislate to Educate, and people can support this by visiting imeasc.ie, inputting some person details and the county that you live in, and they can lend their support. The notification that you support IMAASC goes to the TDs in the area and senators in the area, and that would be a helpful way to...
All right. Frank O'Claherty, Claire as well, Claire Sponock, Liz as well, and Sligo Emer, thanks a million for getting in touch with us and sharing your story. The email, as always, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.